Hi, and once again, I want to thank you for tuning in and checking out my blog. I do appreciate your time because it is valuable. Today, I am reading my blog on accepting the new normal during the COVID-19 coronavirus is a challenge. Living in this environment is difficult when seeing someone you love hospitalized for weeks and in quarantine additional weeks after leaving the hospital, losing a loved one, losing jobs, and simply not knowing the future. I miss the daily activities I once engaged in and the solid mindset I had that generated all my positive incentives are now in question. For many of us, we lived a basic and uncomplicated life. We moved freely about doing what we wanted. A few examples: going to the steam room to relax, going for a massage, a pedicure, a manicure, going to the gym to work out, going to the mall, going out to eat with family, friends, going to wine tasters, planning vacations, going to the library, complaining about not having a seat on the train when going to work, going to the dog park, and walking, enjoying all the world offered. Since this, I have had to reevaluate the thoughts of my mind. How have I done that? By releasing my fears, accepting this is a temporary situation and creating mental images of coming out with new ideas and visions, helping the universe in any way possible by going shopping at the small businesses that are still open, knowing the world will be different and how you will contribute to making it better, creating a grateful list daily. Here's what I am grateful for. I am thankful for technology. I am thankful for life. Not the extra pounds I gained, but I am thankful for my health, my family, friends, for everyone putting in countless hours saving lives. The brave police officers. I am grateful for the grocery stores and my team and their hard work and so much more. Even though this is not an easy time, we are growing and working through it. And remember, we are stronger together. How will you rise? Please reach out and let me know if I can help in any way. Again, thank you, and we will make it through this in a positive way. Take care.